finally today. This last week, I've been trying to think how to explain Ronald Reagan to our younger colleagues here at Day to Day, who he was and what he meant. The difficulty is trying to explain who we were before him. This was an unhappy country 25 years ago, almost as though it was unhappily married to its time. We hadn't gotten over Vietnam. We hadn't gotten over Richard Nixon. We doubted ourselves, and no one knew what to do. The Democrats didn't have any ideas that worked. The Republicans were still struggling with shame from Nixon's Watergate. Ronald Reagan changed that. He made Republicans interesting. He made them a party that believed in something different. The left despised him, and in large measure still does. And you have to think that one reason is that Mr. Reagan seemed to so easily confound the left. He was artifice, the lefties said, and they were right. He'd spent his life at artifice. He'd mastered artifice. In his hands, artifice and symbols were immensely powerful tools. He used them. He didn't fix all of our problems, and we are still struggling with problems he created or neglected. But for many people, he did fix two big ones. First, he slew the bear in the woods that frightened all of us, and properly so, our nuclear enemy, the Soviet Union. And he healed our self-doubt. We don't have an enemy like the Soviets anymore, one that can openly confront us, one that could kill us all and might choose to. We no longer wonder about the world ending in nuclear war. Historians and strategists can argue the details, but I lived through it, and I do believe Ronald Reagan ended the Cold War. And he didn't just end it, he won it. He scared the other guys into giving up. He scared the Russians, he scared some people in this country too, but for many more, he was reassuring. Think of another 20th century figure who triumphed over a great enemy with language and symbols as his most powerful tools, Winston Churchill. His time demanded a different style of inspiring public oratory and debate. Ronald Reagan grew up in the first generation to use and understand microphones and a media of intimacy. His husky voice was all the more compelling for its calm tone. Here he is speaking to the country after the Challenger space shuttle blew up moments after its launch, killing its crew that included Christa McAuliffe, who would have been the first teacher in space.
And I want to say something to the school children of America who were watching the live coverage of the shuttle's takeoff. I know it's hard to understand, but sometimes painful things like this happen. It's all part of the process of exploration and discovery. It's all part of taking a chance and expanding man's horizons. The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave. The Challenger crew was pulling us into the future, and we'll continue to follow them.
Ronald Reagan was lucky to have a woman named Peggy Noonan as a speechwriter. But there are many good speechwriters and very few people who can deliver speeches anything like Ronald Reagan did. You can call that artifice if you like, but to make others believe in him, he first had to believe in himself. He did. He cast himself in the role of president, and he played it to the end in a way we'll remember forever.